We're going to start tonight with where we left off last week, which is Shoftim Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Tes. Manoach and Slavonis were in the middle of the interview with the Malach. I'll start actually with Yud Ches, where they asked him his name. Vayomel Malach Hashem, and the Malach of God said to them, Lomazet Yishal Lishmi, why are you asking my name? Bupeli. It's Peli, which we said means that either changes or it's hidden, or it's astonishment, a wonderment, which is going to be discussed in the next pasuk. Yeah.
Is that the answer? Saying basically, my name is Peli, or you? I'm not going to volunteer it because it's in the sphere of Peli.
Either
that it's incomprehensible to you.
Oh, it could be either. It could be my name is Peli. It could be my name is incomprehensible to you. Depending, yeah, one could learn either way. By kach Manoach Manoach took the goat, Bes HaMincha, and the Mincha, that's the flower offering, Vayalal HaTzur HaShem, and he put it up on the Tzur, on the rock, as an offering to God. Umasli La'asos, and a wondrous thing occurred. Umanoach Yishto Ro'im, and Manoach and his wife saw it happen. And so we'll come back to this phrase in a minute. Vayi Ba'alos HaLav Mi'al Mizbech, as the flame was coming up from the altar, Hashemayim, to the heavens. Vayal Malach Hashem Balav HaMizbeach. The Malach went up in the flames of the altar. Umanoach Yishto Ro'im. And Manoach and his wife saw this. This is the Mafli La'asos, which they saw. Vayplu Apneim Hartza, and they fell on their face to the ground. Okay, now let's go back and talk about this. Umafli La'asos, where does that appear in our liturgy? What? Yeah, we're in Birchas Hashachar. Which bracha specifically? Asher Yotzah. I knew you knew. I wasn't testing you. So the question is, what does it mean there? Umafli lasos. Rovei chobosar mafli lasos. So the Ramo and Orachaim Simon Vav says umafli lasos. The wonder is that God connects the spiritual to the physical. In other words, the physical body is sustained by the spiritual soul. And in fact, according to the strict letter of the law, right after one says Asher Yotzah, one is supposed to say Elokai Neshama. And of course, that bracha speaks about the Neshama. So Mafli La'asos is really the connection. Rofe Kobosar, the flesh. Umafli La'asos, there's a wondrous connection between the flesh and Elokai Neshama, the soul which comes next. Smuchel Chaverta. No, that's what you're supposed to. Yeah, that's the way. That's right. That's the connection. Now, here I quote in the beginning of my notes here, Rav Huttner says a very interesting thing. He says the power of speech, we mentioned this before, last week, is called Hafla. That's why the Rambam Sefer speaks about Nidorim and all forms of vows and oaths is called Hafla. Why? Because speech is the power of the individual which connects the physical with the spiritual. In fact, the Unklus says, the famous Unklus, when in Breishis, where it says, Vahi Adam Lenefesh Chaya, man became an animated soul, the Unklus translates, L'ruach Memalala, a man became a speaking soul. The Ruach, the speech, the power of speech, the breath of an individual, connects the spiritual, because the mind has to be involved in creating intelligent speech, with the physical, with the breath, which is brought in and out of the lungs. So that's why that's called Hafla, the pele of the connectedness of the intellectual with the physical. That's why the Maharal says that Moshe was an Aral Sfasayim. Moshe was not able to speak because he was so spiritual. He didn't have the physical, I know everybody knows the Medrash said he put the coal in the mouth, but on a different plane of understanding, that Moshe had was so spiritual, he was tongue-tied. He wasn't able to have that eloquence, which comes from a little bit of nature. Yeah.
That's fine. That's beautiful. Yeah. The problem is it raises questions.
But he wasn't as spiritual as Moshe. He wasn't.
Huh?
He wasn't. Aaron was not as spiritual as Moshe.
Yeah, all right, but still, the idea of
going to
Gadol.
There's, but we should real. He raised the interesting point. You should know something which most people don't know. That was only Tilman Torah. But besides that, you should know that Moshe Rabbeinu, all 4 years in the Midbar, had a din of Kohen Gadol. He was allowed to serve as a Kohen Gadol during those 40 years. He did the avodas during the Shiva Siman Miluim. So it's not that he didn't have the milos of Aaron. He had the Milas of Aaron.
No, I'm asking about Aaron. If,
no, so Moshe was
not,
Aaron plus.
If not, his inability to speak is an indication of higher than Madrega spirituality, then that Aaron is mitzuveh to be the
spokesman. Right.
Suggests that he had a lower Madrega.
That's correct.
What you're saying
is correct.
He is, of course, compared to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right.
But on the other hand, in terms of the epitome of the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah. Not vis-a-vis Moshe. The Kohen Gadol is very holy, but Moshe Rabbeinu is even holier. That's what really Moshe Rabbeinu is. Above and beyond all prophets, above and beyond all sanctity which one can perceive. Speaks tomorrow. It's interesting, he speaks about this week's Parsha. In this week's Parsha we have the Shira, right? And the Shira says, Nora sehilos ose pele. Because Baruch Hu made a pele at Yamsuf. What was the pele? Says Rav Hutner. The pele was that normally the phenomenon of a Rasha viralo, that a Rasha should suffer, does not occur in Olam Hazeh. The nature of Olam Hazeh is Rasha v'tovlo, that Rishoyim have it good. If you see a Rasha suffering, that is a transcendent moment. That's a moment which comes from Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh. That's the pele which Am Yisrael witnessed at Yamsuf, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taketh punished the Egyptians in front of them in this world. It happens very rarely. And that, in fact, was what brought them to say Shira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down some unique connection from Shamayim to Oretz, which was Kriyas Yamsuf and the destruction of the Mitzrayim, and Am Yisrael, that's called in Kabbalah Nisa Rusa de Le'ela, an awakening from above. And Am Yisrael in turn felt this great need, we felt compelled to feel reciprocating kind, which is called the Sarusa de Lotat, an awakening from below, and that was the Shira. The Shira was bursting out in song and yearning to uplift oneself to God. It's a connection to this. We know that at Yamsuf, not only did they see the Egyptians drown, but it also says Ras Hashiv Chalayam Mashalora Yecheska Ben Buzi, that they also had great revelations, great prophecy. So therefore, this is also a moment similar to this moment here by Manoach, that they saw something transcendent, a revelation of God's presence and God's power, and that was a pele which brought about a shira. Here too, according in these psukim, this is a pele because they saw a fusion of Gashmius and Ruchnius in an extraordinary way. This vision was amazing. You see, Balo Salah Me'al HaMizbeach, HaShamayim HaVayam Malach HaShem B'Lav HaMizbeach, you see the fusion of Ruchnius and Gashmius. How the Gashmius, the Karban, serves to bring out spirituality and bring spirituality back to heaven. So this was the Mafli, the something which is normally not perceived. Normally we see fire. See physical fire. You see a fire burning of carbon. You don't see the spiritual connection of that fire, of that carbon, to Shamayim. Here they saw literally how this fire could serve as a vehicle for the aliyah of this Malach to Shamayim. That was the Mafli Lassos. Yeah.
Going back to
he doesn't say that, by the way, about this pasuk. That's my...
Is that theologically, and I should apply that to the Machshmol?
He was punished in this world.
That a Kodesh Baruch Hu, in a sense,
punished. Yeah, that was a wondrous the annihilation. I don't know, the carpet bombing of Germany was certainly something which one was an Olam Haba dikah thing. One doesn't expect
demise,
an Olam Hazeh.
His own demise,
right. It certainly was, but...
1,000-year Reich that was crumbling at his feet.
Yes, this amazing thing. I mean, you see, from the end of World War II and the creation of the State of Israel, you see that there is a God. There is no other way to explain how the Jewish people, within several years, I heard this from him directly, but in the name of Yaakov Weinberg from Baltimore, that there is no other explanation. Of course, we don't have an answer for the 6 million. There is no answer for it. There's no explanation. But the phenomenon of the tikkun, of the rectification, which came about at the end, it demonstrates that there must be something divine. No other people has suffered such a terrible blow in such short order, instantly rose again to create this great miracle. I mean, now hopefully we shouldn't lose it, but that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fault, that's other people's fault. A little bit, that's just Dr. Spindel. In any event, so the other point I wanted to bring out is that there's a mistaken impression, which is many rabbis have brought in their sermons to their congregants, is that the reason why we don't say Hallel, full Hallel, the last 6 days of Pesach, is because all the Egyptians drowned by Yamsuf. There is a medrash that way, but the Rambam doesn't pass it that way. The Rambam says the reason we don't say the Hallel, the last 6 days of Pesach, a full Hallel, is because the karbonos are the same. By Sukkot, each day has a different carbon, so it has a different shear, and therefore it has a new Hallel. But we, the last 6 days of Pesach, have the same carbon. It's the same carbon each and every day, so therefore there's no renewal, therefore there isn't the same Simcha, there isn't complete Hallel. We paskin bavod rishoyim rina. When one sees Rasha v'ralo, it's an occasion to see say Shiro. The Malachim were crying. That's not our cheshbon. Our cheshbon is when we see the Nekama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're supposed to be say Shira. This is a hiskalus, a revelation. Obviously, would have liked it better had they done tshuva, but since they didn't, so therefore, this is a revelation of Rasha v'ralo me'ein olam haba. That's what brings a person to say Shira. It's an important thing to remember. Now, coming back to a more mundane level, the Rabban says this wasn't a malach. This was Pinchas v'haraya, of course. Wherefore we know that Pinchas was used, we know Eliyahu Hanavi uses this trick of going up to Shamayim in a fire, right? And this was in fact Pinchas. Either he went up because he had this special trait, or he, when the fire went up, somehow he disappeared behind the flames. But in any event, why didn't he want to reveal his name, says Rabbag, if it was Pinchas? So why didn't he say, I'm Pinchas?
Because he hasn't done it in all the other times in
Sefer. He's never done it before. Good point. But
because consistently from the outset,
right, it's never mentioned his name.
That thing that this is Pinchas reappearing,
yeah,
recurring,
and he never, right, so right, incognito, or at least his name is never brought down in the Sefer. So because, but the Rabbag says a very interesting svara. He says along these lines, people were not familiar with Nevi'im. They didn't know what a Navi was, really. There were no, we mentioned this last week, there were very few Nevi'im in Am Yisrael this time. And therefore, Pinchas held, if they thought he was a Malach, they would accept his words with greater dedication and greater resolve. So therefore, he meant pretend that he was a Malach in order that they should think, oh, it's a Malach, we got to listen, and we're going to keep Shimshon holy. Yeah.
Okay, along those lines, not only you, why did he reveal his name? My question here is this whole necessary. Pele at Kriyat Yamsuf is Atashivcha Kol Klal Yisrael. Here, in terms of this couple, two children is going to derive from it. The wife had accepted. She ran back to Manoach and said to Manoach.
Yeah.
All right. Why is this necessary? This exclusion of the material and the spiritual and going up to Shemayim.
Although it's good, although we don't understand how it works, any vision which a prophet has obviously has a cleansing and uplifting effect on that person. And therefore, clearly, it was necessary, because obviously miracles are not done stam kacha, so clearly it was necessary for Manoach and for Tzalfonis to have this sanctifying experience of perceiving this in order to purify them for their task of raising Shimshon. In other words, if you see there's a famous... you know what? Let me go to the next pasuk and I'll come back to it. Because I want to mention something in connection to the next pasuk. Le'yosaf od malach Hashem le'ro el no manoach. The malach no longer appeared to know Manoach. He disappeared by Elisha and his wife. Oz yada manoach, then manoach nu ki malach Hashem hu, that he was a malach of Hashem. But according to Rabban, he was mistaken, but that was his assumption. Manoach said to his wife, "Mos tamus, we will truly die now. Ki Elohim, Elohim ra'inu, because we saw a divinity, a divine force." So, why should they die? A couple of reasons. first of all, the Malim said way back when by Gidon, that Gidon was afraid he would die after he saw a Malach, that he thought only spiritual people can see spiritual things. And we must be very spiritual now. And we can only become, obviously, very spiritual when our death is imminent. And that's why he thought, now our death is imminent, we're going to die. Another interpretation might be that the power, the fire which he saw it symbolized the Midas Hadin, the power of judgment. And he didn't think that he was worthy of surviving this judgment, that therefore he would be die as a result. But the choice which I like the best is that there's a Maisa, there's a story related about Rebbe Chanan. The Rebbe Chanan used to tell over every Purim the story of how the Chafetz Chaim had been present when the Chafetz Chaim had exorcised the Dibuk from a little girl. And Rebbe Chanan said, since I saw this Maisa occur before my very eyes, I no longer receive any reward for believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you're confronted with supernatural force, divine supernatural force, before your very eyes, how can you deny the existence of the Creator? And the Maharal says that when it says in the Medrash by Matan Torah, that Kofa Aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Har Kegigis, God turned the mountain over there to the bats and said, if you accept the Torah, good, if not, you're going to be buried here. It doesn't mean that he literally lifted the mountain over their heads, but rather, if God came down and revealed himself to you, you'd lose your Bechira. Not all your Bechira. You could still sin in other sins, but you'd lose your capacity to deny the existence of God. Oh, for that purpose, perhaps Manoach thought, for that reason Manoach thought, now we're going to die. We no longer have any Bechira. We don't have free will anymore. How can you see a Malach and continue to live and continue to have free will? Surely the only reason why we're put into this world is to choose, to withstand tests and to choose. But for us, it's no longer going to be a test. Therefore, it must be we're going to die. Now, this is a second answer to your question from before. Before I told you that the vision of a Malach imparts Kedusha to the person who sees it. One can understand also a different point here, that Manoach was expressing. That now, once they had seen the divine realm, it had infused in them a very powerful lesson of Emunah. And this lesson they were supposed to impart to Shimshon and tell the little boy Shimshon who's growing up, just rashly, without the Kedusha, that, you know, there is a God, and this God would appear to us, and he showed, not him himself, but the Malach appeared to us and told us to do this, that, and the other thing. And this powerful lesson they would be able to inculcate in Shimshon as Shimshon grew up.
It's very interesting, even on the level of Pshat,
yeah,
that the husband and wife both witnessed this Peleth.
Yeah.
And yet, derive different insights or concerns.
Wait, we didn't get to the wife yet. One second. Let's read the pasuk about the wife. Vatomelo Ishto, his wife said to him, Lucha Peitz Hashem Lamiseinu. If God wanted to kill us, A, Lalokach Miyodeinu Olo Mincha, he wouldn't have accepted this Mincha. In other words, if there was Midat Hadin against us, then why the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the power of judgment is being about imminently going to be wrought against us, why would God have accepted a korban from us? B, Loronos Kolela. God, if we were imminently about to die because we're so spiritual, God doesn't show wonders, doesn't waste wonders. He wouldn't do a miracle if we're about to die anyway. C, V'chayisto Yishmionu Kozos. He's put a task and a destiny before us. Obviously, we still have a purpose in this world, to have this son, Shimshon. So therefore, it's clear that we're not going to die because we have a task and purpose which we still have to live for. So you're right. Obviously, Chazal recognizes. Tzlafonis is on a much higher rational level.
She's fine.
Manoach is the problem.
Two flaws. One is that Mot Namut, instead of rising to a new level,
yeah,
of spirituality, new Madrega, instead he's thinking in terms that this is going to be the end.
Right.
The termination. And the other thing is Ki Elohim Raim.
Right. Granted. And we're going to see consistently throughout the story that the strength represented by Tzlafonis, which is Shevet Yehuda, was Shimshon's strong point. And Wisconsin would send reminders about this all the time. And the characteristic represented by Shevet Don, which was Manoach, was Shimon's weakness, Shimshon's weakness. And we're going to constantly see that as well. Okay. So she gave birth to a son. His name was called Shimshon. The child grew and God blessed him. Now Shimshon, Chazal say, is a lotion of Shemesh. And God is called Shemesh. Ki Shemesh u'magen Hashem Elokim. God is a sun and a shield. And Shimshon is also called Shimshon because he would be a sun. He would illuminate and give protection to Am Yisrael. V'atoha ruach Hashem l'pambo. The Spirit of God began to pound within him or ring within him like a bell. V'machaneh Don, in the camp of Don, bein Tzoro bein Eshtol, between Tzoro and Eshtol. Now the Meparshim points out here that there was a Tzor and Eshtol, it seems, were either there were either two cities each, two Tzoras, Malvin points out, two Tzoras and two Eshtols, or it was one city on the border between Yehuda and Don. And obviously, because Manoach married Tzlafonis from different Shmatim, they lived in proximity, they must have lived in this region. And the truth is that the Ruach Hashem of Yehuda, of Shimshon rather, was one which constantly oscillated between the power of Yehuda and the power of Don. Primarily, he was B'machaneh Don. This will become hopefully clarified later in the evening. Primarily, he was B'machaneh Don. But he was constantly going back and forth between the influence of Yehuda and the influence of Don. And this is immediately expressed in the next pasuk, the first pasuk in Perek Yudal. Vayere Shimshon Timnasa. Shimshon went down to Timnas. Well, Vayari Shabbat Timnasa, you saw a woman in Timnasa, Bibnos Plishtim from the daughters of the Plishtim. Well, Yehuda also went to Timnas. Yehuda went to Timnas as well. But it says in the episode with Yehuda and Tamar, but it says there, Vayal Yehuda Timnasa. Went up to get the Timnas. So the Mepharshim asks, where is it? Is it up or is it down? So the Radak answers that for Yehuda, it was an aliyah to go up to Timnas. It's true, he did a similar maisa to Shimshon there. But he went up by doing that. By Shimshon, it was Yerida. He went down. Thing is, he could have come up. The Yehuda Don connection allows him to go up and down. But here was completely down for him. And we'll explain that. Let me leave that for a few minutes now. For 2 or 3 minutes. In the meantime, it's interesting, he says, Vayar Isha B'Timnasa, he saw a woman in Timnas, Bivnos Plishtim from the daughters of the Plishtim. But he had no dates. He didn't go out with her. He just saw her. He didn't even speak to her. Immediately, Vayar Vayagilaviv, he went up and he came to his father, Urimo, and his mother. It's interesting. Vayomer, and he said, I saw a woman in Simnas, Mivnosa of Plishtim, from the doors of Plishtim, Fatah now, Kichuasa Lili, shall take her for me for a wife. So his parents said, Vayomer lo avi v'imo, that, Ha'en Mivnosa Checha, Uvuchol ami Isha, is there nobody else in among the Jews for you to take? And besides, you're going to take a wife from our worst enemies, from the uncircumcised Philistines? Two things the Malvim says about that. Plishtim means they're enemies, and Arelim, it means that they're not even Jews. We have three problems here. First, you should take a Jewish girl. Besides that, he shouldn't take from our enemies. And thirdly, to take a non-Jew. So Vayomer Shimshon Aviv, Shimshon said to his father, Osa Kachli, ki hi Ashra Beinai. I want her. She looks good for me. Now it's interesting, it's to his father. I didn't notice this when I was preparing, but it's clear. He couldn't talk to his mother about it. His mother obviously refused to give him permission. But the father he could talk to about it. He said to his father, Kachli, ki hi Ashra Beinai. Vavivimo, and his mother and father, Lo Yodu, did not know, Ki Me'ashemi, that God had planned this. This is on the master plan that Shimshon should marry this girl. Ki So'anahum Vakesh Mi'plishtim. He was looking for a plot to plot against the Plishtim. Uva'isai Plishtim Moshlim B'Yisrael. And at that time, the Plishtim ruling over Am Yisrael, Malbim explains, God needed to start a personal battle between Shimshon and the Plishtim. Why a personal battle? Why not an all-out war? Because the Plishtim were very powerful. Plishtim Moshlim B'Yisrael. Therefore, God set up Shimshon to be like the superhero who's going to go and fight the Plishtim by himself. And this whole episode was a setup. And it was from Hashem. It was Meis Hashem to do this. It was proper and Min HaShemayim. Shimshon muffed up. And before we do so, see how Shimshon muffed up, I don't even know if we'll see it tonight, we are going to see now a very long Reb Tzadok. Okay, so turn here to my notes. The first page of notes. So Reb Tzadok starts out and says, Shimshon was a Nazir and a Kadosh. Ulfi, the type I see of my own handwriting, then later I will go into the Tzadok inside. Ulfi Chotomol of Avivimo. And then his father and mother were astounded. Hayein v'gomer, are there no Jews? Kiem Yodu, they knew. He was a Nazir. Sheinenu Meshuka B'taivas, he's not mired in lust. Puhei Shivan, he answered the Yishora Beinai. She looks good in my eyes. Tumak Yishor Dova Yosha. Not just good. Yosha. He sees it straight. Al Shem Zenikro Yisrael. And this is the name which God gave Am Yisrael, V'Yishurun. Am Yisrael is called Yishurun, Shulashon Yashus, means Am Yisrael straight. Then Reb Tzadok goes on to describe, although we won't go talk about tonight, about the thing in Davening, we say, Me'avascha Aftosom, Mizimchosa, Shasamachta, Bokarosa, Shmo Yisrael, V'Yishurun. V'Avkein, and therefore, Pekudei Hashem, the commandments of God are called P'Yishorim, straight, Mitzam Chilev, causing joy to the heart. Shemachnisim Yashus, they bring straightness. Lalev, to the heart. Lahotzi Taivas, to take out the Taivas, which are called the lust, which is called crooked. Vakeinei Mitzam Chilev, and that causes joy. Sheyuchal Yisrael V'Hashem Yisrael, once one is straight, and you can rejoice in Hashem. Shoyidei Beikus Bo Yisbarach, by clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vav Shimshon Nikra Shemshmo Shakosh Baruch Hu. Shimshon is called by the name of God. Kvar Shamru Chazal. Vav Kain Isa, and therefore it says, Kshara Yaakov Shagam Humeis. Yaakov thought he would be Moshiach. When Yaakov saw that he would also die, he said, Lishuascha Kiviti Hashem. I need salvation. Shechoshav Tchila Shlo Yomus Kal. He thought originally Shimshon would not die at all. Ki Agam Kin Dovuk Vashem Yitzbrach Tamein. Originally, when Shimshon was a young man, you have to use a Nazir. He was brought up constantly clinging to God. That's why it's called by the name of God. Umnuka Mikol Taiva is pure as just a Nazir who doesn't drink any wine, is pure of any Taiva. Vrazalam Rubish Saita, Chazal said Saita that Shimshon was trapped because Holach Achareinov. Because he went that followed his eyes. The truth is that originally his eyes were in fact heavenly eyes, divine eyes. Valkain Amar, therefore he said, Kishora Yashra Beinov, that she was straight in his eyes. He assumed that that which his eyes saw was Yashus, was straight. The lonatil l'shum taiva, and not a quest for lust. That was the will of God. Avul tovizeh, but he made a mistake. And that which he thought, since it's straight in his eyes. Alkein tola Yashus. I misemphasized that. Na'achad Yashu ben Avakeita Yashu's Ba. Since he was straight in his eyes, he thought that she was also a good person. He sensed when he saw that there's a divine plan here. But he thought, oh, if there's a divine plan, it must be she's also a good person, and she's part of the plan.
How else should he have thought?
The Gam Hiyashara. The Lulei Kein Lo Yechishikla. Because if not for that, he wouldn't have had lust for her, which we'll see later in the Perek. Va'emes Da'ya Me'ashem. And the truth is, it was from God. But only to set up the Philistines, not that he should have a lust for her to consummate a marriage with her. That wasn't the plan. But he saw, well, there's a heavenly plan here that I should do something with this girl. It must be that I'm allowed to have a taiva for her as well. and he opened himself up emotionally. That she's also straight and he should have a desire for her. That's called he followed with his eyes. And he rebelled with his eyes. Rambam b'Hilchos Yisurin b'Yakosav, the Rambam writes Hilchos Yisurin b'Yashagimron, that he was Magayer, Shimshon consorted with a whole bunch of Plishti ladies. That he was Magayer all of them. He converted all of them. Upashas HaKosav lo mashmakein. The Psukim don't sound like that at all. Talzeh lo omer lo avi b'imo ein v'gomer. And this is when mother and father weren't prejudiced. Ugdol Yisrael nasuk yorus. So Yisrael married converts. Ki Yoshua married Lerochov. Chazal called this a merit. And Chazal called this a rebellion. V'yiso shomer, it says there in Chazal, who evil adover tome, he lusted after something impure. V'razal amru shomer, and they said there, alkein nitlu chayev adover tome, b'lechi achamor. Later on he was saved by a donkey's jawbone, because something tome as well. V'lefishini savel b'sar chamorim, because he wanted the flesh of donkeys. Ilav d'choshva l'yishorav, if not, that she thought that she was straight. In the Alicha Achreina, because he relied on his own vision, Loya Misavela, he wouldn't have lusted for her. For Lono Gea, but he wouldn't have touched her. Ak Mishkadech Levad, just made a Shidduch, and then events would have gone on from there. The Kol Cheshek Plishtim, the entire desire of the ancient Plishtim was Lizdabek Bisro, was to connect to Am Yisro. Moshe Kosu B'Soita, says himself to Soita, later on, much later, when Shimshon is taken captive, and put in prison, it says, to call Achas Hevilo Ishto Beis Asurim, all the Plishti men brought their wives to the prison, Shetisabri men to become pregnant from Shimshon. Amazing thing? The Chen Avimel Shlokel Sora, the same thing when Avimel took Sora, began Paro. They're the same family, the Egyptians and the Israel and the Plishtim. Hainyan, the concept is, Ki Mitzrayim Ervasar, Mitzrayim is the place of Arias. Yisod the Klipa, the Yisod is the opposite, Yisod is restraint. Yosef, that corresponds to the Midah of Yisod, restraint, the Midah of a Tzadik. They're the opposite. Klipa is Tuma, Kayadua. Veshiva Bani Ma'il Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim had seven sons in Parshas Noach. Hashishi, the sixth one, who Kasluchim. Asher Yotzim and Plishtim, from whom the Plishtim came. Veninza Plishtim, I Yisod, she Yisod the Klipa, the sixth Midah is Yisod, in the seven Midos. So Plishtim are the combination of Arias. That's why throughout Tanakh, always the Plishtim are called Arelim. No other nation, we constantly stress Arelim, Arelim, Arelim. But in Shmuel and in Malachim, all over, I don't know Malachim so much, but in Shoftim and in Shmuel, Plishtim are always called Arelim. Why? Because of their nature. I think also the Ashtoreth, the fertility goddess, was also a Philistine god. Might be the other Canaanites had as well, but I think that's specifically the Plishtim. Not sure about that. Chazal said, "Ein lecha yorud b'shev shvatim." There's no lower of the shvatim yosem midan than Don. This is this week's parsha as well. He was from the stragglers in the midbar. Onan prolate, who the cloud would eject. Vayol amolik achizma, and amolik had a hold on them. Lizanvam. To tail them. Chazal say to tail them means they Amalek cut off their bris milah. The Lomar, they used to throw it up to Shemayim. Rashi brings down the parish and say, Toma Shabachaita, take that which you chose, they said to God. Kihoya Bohem, why was done so low? Because they already had Hapsoles, the defilement, the Pesel Micha. Pesel Micha will occur later in Sefer Shoftim. But Pesel Micha was made by Shevet Dan. Micha was from Shevet Dan. And he made this idol, the first idol in Am Yisrael. He also was responsible for the Ego Hazav. That defilement, which came from Don, Shebat Banochi, is a Kikik Donochi, to Shoresh the Yadus, for the source of Yadus, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Simon Amabdiel. Now I have to turn the page. I'm going to go into text. At this point, I got tired of copying. Simon Amabdiel. You see where it is? Simon Amavdil ben Yisrael Amin. Yeah. Simon Amavdil ben Yisrael Amin. Does anybody see where it goes on? There's a big heavy bracket. The Simon which distinguishes between Am Yisrael and the Goyim. Now there's another thing, by the way, which I'm surprised the Tzad doesn't pick up on. But who was the one woman who was Mizaneh in Egypt? One woman that we know of. Even she was unintentional, it seems. But no, of the Jews. Shlomis Bas Divri L'mata Don. That whole episode with the guy who blasphemed because he didn't get his portion in Am Yisrael, and they had to go and they had to kill him. That was Shevet Don. It was a woman from Shevet Don who was Mizanet. And it was the people from Don who wouldn't let him then fake his tent. Yehuda, who are God of Shevashvakim. Yehuda was the greatest of the Shvakim. Shoresh HaYadus. Yadus, the very name Yadus, comes from Yehuda. Shekol HaKoyper B'Avodah Zorah, and Mordechai was called Mordechai HaYehudi, even though it's from Shevet Bin Yamin. Shekol HaKoyper B'Avodah Zorah, anybody who denies Avodah Zorah, who Dikra Yehudi, is called Yehudi. The Shevet was always occupied to burn Avodah Zorah. All the kings were from Shevet Yehuda, and they all tried to uproot Avodah Zorah, not successfully, but Yehuda is called by the name of God, Yudke Vavke, plus a Dalit. We use Dabuk Belokim Chaim to connect to God. Even though sometimes it doesn't seem that way, like Yehuda with Tamar, Shanira looks Koholech Mishir Sliba, like he followed his heart. And after his lust, the opposite, the antithesis of being connected to God. But there we know God testified, Me'iti Yotzuk Vushin, from me this came out, and it's one of my secrets. This episode here in Tamar. For the Osuk Bezeh, God was involved here, Livro Oro Shel Mashiach, Shel Mashiach, to create the illumination of Mashiach. Shumivare Akol clarifies, Shumivare who clarifies, Mashiach clarifies, Shekol Tavon Tavosan Shel Yisrael, the all of God, Jews' lusts, and El Hashem Yisbarach, is really for God. Kavashram Ruzal, like Chazal say, V'chein David B'Bas Sheva, all these episodes, although they look like Tumah, and they were Tumah, perhaps, but Chazal say, beginning of Parashat Chukas, they divide, in the Medrash, it says they're beautiful, one of the most famous and beautiful Midrashim. Mi tein tohar mi tamei. Tohar comes from tamei, lo echad. There's only one who could do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the way it is. Avraham came from Terach, Yisroel mi umos, etc., etc. There are a whole bunch of examples there. All Chizkiyahu from Achaz, I forget the other ones there. But in any event, that was the point. It's true, it starts off with Tumah, but it ascends afterwards to Tara. Yehuda v'don. Yehuda v'don were connected v'leches ha-mishkan, to make the Mishkan. V'amikdash.
With the assumption that Yehuda would...
Okay, we're going to get to Shimshon. That's right, it didn't work. But that was designed, that Yehuda would uplift Don. Not Jewish history is replete with failures, but otherwise we wouldn't be where we are today. But yeah, that was the purpose. Everybody has free will. Everybody can muff up.
Because there's a major insight here. Maybe they ought to be separated. And Yehuda should be Yehuda, and Dan should be Dan. And
never
Yehuda
the twain shall meet. Interesting. Obviously, that's not the plan, because the point is, Am Yisrael has to be a cohesive nation, not separate tribes.
That's Olam Haba. We just have to get there.
The way to get there is to make this world Olam Haba, Dick.
To emphasize
unity. No, to emphasize unity. The Am Yisrael has to emphasize unity. Okay? And so to be with Mashiach, Mashiach comes from Zohar. Mashiach comes from Yehuda and Don. We mentioned this already before. Ki kol Yisrael nikra Hashem Yehuda. All of Am Yisrael is called by name Yehuda Shumavara, which could clarify Shekulam. Knesia Shlema, they're all one congregation. Ein bem soles, there's no refuse. V'leidach mem nidach, and nobody will be rejected. V'zan vod Aryeh, and the tail of a lion, Aryeh is also a lion. The Don Shenikra Gur Aryeh, Don is called by Moshe Rabbeinu Gur Aryeh. Yaakov called him a Nachash, called Don a snake. And Moshe and Zos HaBracha called him a Gur Aryeh, just like Buddha. Yehuda, who's Zanva Dario, he's the tail of the lion. Asher HaMolech Choshev L'Zanva, HaMolech wanted to cut off the tail. V'lo Ola B'yado, he was not successful. D'gam Hu Aryeh, he's also lying. V'yadav Imo K'echad V'goymer, and he also is together. Kim Yuchat Shebishvatim, he's holy just like the special one of the Shvatim, Zeh Yehuda. Sheish V'lo, who's parallel to him, or equated to him. V'mitzuach Plishtim, in defeating the Plishtim. Shimshon was from Shevet Don Harishon, the first one. to try. It's the first one. First fight with the Plishtim is here. By the way, I stressed this previously, but I'll stress it again. The last Shoftim, we began. We're not finished the Sefer Shoftim with Shimshon, but chronologically we are. The later Prokim and Shoftim after Shimshon discuss events which happened previously. Shimshon was the last of the Shoftim. Sefer Shoftim began with Taivas, with assimilation. And it ends with the greatest Taivas, with the Plishtim. And it ends with the great warrior to try and bring all this Taiva to an end, Shimshon. Which was the purpose of Shevet Dan, connected with Yehuda. And it didn't work. Ultimately, Shimshon succumbed to that which he was supposed to battle. Yeah.
But didn't we learn back from Yishmael?
They were both good. They were good. Yishmael was a guy.
No, I'm saying when they were children, that Yishmael was sent to because the Shefet.
But that's not, by Jews, it can't be that way. By Jews, somehow, Yehuda has to have an influence over them. Gotta be that way. By Goyim, yeah, you separate yourself from the Goyim, but not from other Jews. V'David HaMelech, V'David Yehuda Achron, Gan Yitzchak Yachad, V'David HaMelech, Lov HaShalom, David, who Shorish Kol Knesset Yisrael, is the root of all of Am Yisrael. Shumidas Malchus Shamayim Kedua, he is the attribute of the kingship of heaven upon us. V'Shimshon HaZanva, Shimshon is the tail. Hainu Midas HaYisod Bar, the mid of his soul of restraint. V'yodua, let's get back to the Plishtim. It's known, I guess, in Kabbalah, the Eshes Nunim, the adulterous wife, Rodefes Olam Achar Eshes Chayil, constantly runs after the noble wife, Lignova Ligzo Shifa, to steal her influence, her Kedusha. V'zeya Koritifas Plishtim Bnei Yisrael, this was the running of the Philistines after Bnei Yisrael. The Cheshkom is Dabik with Shimshon Bichud, then they're yearning to specially connect to Shimshon. They wanted the Am Yisrael. There was this drive among the Plishtim who represented the height of Tumah to assimilate, absorb, and get that Kedusha from Am Yisrael. Somehow it wasn't just enough that they should be separate. Didn't want to be separate from the Jews. They wanted to take that Kedusha and use it, abuse it. Take the holiness of the Jews away from them. Yeah.
And not like Midian. This is very
interesting. Not like Midian.
Not like Midian.
Right.
To destroy, to weaken,
right.
To emulate and to assimilate and to
marry them. Obviously, Shimshon found a lot of Philistine women who wanted to marry them, marry him. Obviously. What?
Like Shem
happened back then, yeah. Similar idea, right?
Question.
What? Won't get on the tape with that voice. It's no different today. Right. And there's a certain there, and the Kohen also look for Jews, right? And is originally the way it was going to vanquish them, was specifically by this Daika, specifically. Interesting, what Tzadok says. He was supposed to join with them. He was supposed to have what to do with them. With this, he will learn from them or absorb from them as a representative. Obviously, this is a mystical thing. He will absorb from them whatever potential their lust has for Kedusha. Because all Goyim who are created have a positive feature about them. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been created. Am Yisrael is supposed to absorb that positive feature from that Goyim. Learn that lesson. Well, it's happened many times through Jewish history. The Yekkes, for instance, are very meticulous order. Not me, but real Yekkes. Very meticulous, ordered. They have, punctual. That comes from the Germans. The Litvaks are very cold and intellectual and very...
But that's interesting. How is that
absorbed?
By intermingling?
By intermingling, but not by intermarrying. By intermingling, by being in that proximity to that people, right. Now, normally, I mean, not normally, but by us, it's Golus which brought us into proximity. But here, Kodesh Baruch Hu was putting the Plishtim next to them and saying, okay, you have to go into Golus to get this Midah, this drive, this lust, which you're supposed to sublimate and use for holiness. It's right there next to you. But make sure, no, don't abuse it. Use it the right way. Shimshon was given this special class. Why was he made a Nazir? He was made a Nazir to give him safeguard upon safeguard, so that he wouldn't succumb to the lust in the base way, but rather he would go and learn the lesson of use of what spirituality there is in lust and use it l'shem shamayim. Didn't work. It was a failure, but that was the purpose. The mezeh yiklar nitzos hakdoshim shabu v'machayasom, which gives life to the plishtim, ukfi sharsham v'ra, and just like it's their source in evil, kena sharsh hakodesh. That really is their source in holiness as well. In other words, what sustains them? The fact that they have a positive midah to give to Am Yisrael. Their tumah corresponds to the kedusha which they can give to us. And the said power corresponds to the kedusha when he can absorb that lesson. A love to him, to Shimshon. These achinim will come on with him, as the Melech, and then the plishim will no longer represent a threat from Israel as well. Once their purpose has been achieved, once their meat has been absorbed, they as a nation will not be a threat from Israel. What will happen to them next, I don't know. But they won't be a threat any longer. V'yinutzach koach hara, and their power of evil will be vanquished. Uv'otza koach, sheim rotzim lina kachilus v'ashem v'gush, and that power which they want to take from us, from sanctity and defile, b'sukach atzmo, with that power itself, yuchal adrab, we can go on the contrary, l'shuv gam at, and itzoytzis v'gdoshe shabo, to take what little sparks of holiness they might have, elakodesh, to our holiness. Ulefiza, according to this perspective, hayachana shimshon, his whole life was prepared, l'klitzas anikun itzoytzis v'gdoshe man, to take their holiness from them. Zegram taras shimshon, this causes mistake. Lachshov, to hear Shora, that she's straight. V'shebo, by consorting with her physically, he anitzoytzes hakdoshim, he can have, again, mystically, absorb the holiness from the plishtim, aydei shishana, by marrying her. Uvemes yesa rak hachana l'zeh, and the truth is that she was only a preparation, in other words, she wasn't supposed to marry her, another, consummate his marriage with her. V'ikon itzchono ya ilu lo tol aleches achar enav. And his primary victory would be if he went down there, saw what it was, but didn't follow his eyes. Ulahabit, only rather to look el mashu rasan Hashem yisbarach levad, to look for what God wants. Tainu bakoshel satzuan levad, only for a plot. Ozei amenatzchem legarmei, that he would completely vanquish them, adi yisod bom, and destroyed them. Alafish nechshav lo lemeret, but because he opened up his eyes, not just in a holy way, but in a lustful way, he come rak shok al yerech. Later on, it's going to say that he destroyed them. Shok thigh al yerech on cat. Well, shok and yerech are the thigh and the calf. But Tzadik says, I'm sorry, the hip and the thigh. Haman, it says interesting, the hip and the thigh. Haman rechem shesaviv hayisod. He got the areas around the bris milah or the orla by the plishtim, which are the hips and the thigh, but not the actual source of evil in the middle. It's lo nogari is sold, but not that aver lechos and gami to completely eradicate them, and therefore he began slowly falling. V'achar kach shi'atochim beis asurim, later on became a grinder in the prison. Kedroshos razal, like Chazal say that grinding away means he was having relations with all these plishti women whose husbands brought them there. Vada yiv shalom or shagira, obviously he didn't convert them. V'zeu shorish hayirida didon. And obviously this taiva, this following a separate agenda, was the source of Don's descent. She'anon polton, that the cloud rejected them. Kilim chutz machnisos, as if they were outside the Jewish people. Ve'enim b'chlam chas shom, not including the Jews. Ve'enim b'bias aram, it says, who's not including the Jews? People who married non-Jewish women. She'sa be'eruvin, it says in Eruvin, the mimshchor los, when it spirituates, as if he regrows in Orla. V'lom v'ashkelein, Avraham Avinu doesn't recognize him. The Nidmelakwi looks like a goy. Kilulei kein iv shalis chaber kanal. If not for the fact that they became goyish, the goyim could not have connected to them, nor could Amalek have had some power over them. V'alkein saw, and therefore Shimshon said, Tomus nafshi maplishim. I have to die with the plishim. Shechazor chashav chashisham nafshi avuda. He thought he had lost his soul. Im gamkein aplishim. Lios kamon. He felt he had completely lost his Jewish identity. Uvachar b'msiris nefesh, and therefore he chose, no, there's nothing left, he'll just give his life, b'shvil Yisrael, for Am Yisrael. B'shim kol ma'idei zen nokom enov, and revenge of his eyes. He takin b'zeh, gamkin b'zeh, with this he'll rectify ma'ashachot b'enov, that which he sinned with his eyes. can take revenge. And it worked. Ki Rabbi Masher Hamis Moso, he killed many people with his death and his more than his lifetime. Ki Mimsiris Nevish Lamisa Kolat Hani Tzitzis Akdashimahem. In a way which I don't understand, but by that Mesirus Nefesh, he took back some Kedusha from them for Am Yisrael. That deed of being Moser Nefesh for Am Yisrael was a deed which in fact gave Am Yisrael some sort of grasp of the Kedusha of the Plishtim. I guess the love of God, which was displayed by Shimshon, and that Mesirus Nefesh, was something which is a unique lust which Shimshon derived from his lustful encounter with the Plishtim. V'akein sheva don atzmo, I'm skipping what I have in the bracket here because it's not relevant to us. V'akein sheva don atzmo, daika, and that's why sheva don hu ma'asif l'chol machnos, is the, says it collects all the other camps. La'ashi, to return kol ovdim, all those who are lost. V'anidachim, and cast away mizera kodesh from the holy nation bein amim, among the non-Jews. Ela kodesh, to bring him back to holiness. Ki koach dan, the power of dan, who midas adin, is the power of judgment. Korach shmo, like the name means, the commercial kasuv don yadin, it says don yadin amo. Ukomash kasuv psachim, it says psachim, interesting mark. But who damar dunudin is the guy who always went around saying, I want to go to court. Because who zeu shor shevet dan, so they said, you know, he must be from shevet dan, otherwise he wouldn't be so involved in din. The adua the shame midas adin. The name which corresponds to Midas Adin, Shushem Elohim. That name, Elohim, is also Shem Achizas Ha'umos. Is also the name in which the Goyim have a portion. Ki Yesh Gamkin Elohim Achirim. There are other divine powers. In the level of Elohim, Elohim is means plural. It means the master of forces. But on the level of Elohim, that implies that there are other forces in the world. That's why they're called Elohim Achirim. We have to realize that when God created the world, He created the world with divine forces. I shouldn't say divine forces. The spiritual forces of Tumah. And on the level of Elohim, there's a battle between the Jews and the Goyim. That's the Din. And Jews are in balance and in judgment from that perspective. We find that by Kriyas Yamsuf. It says in the Medrash, the Jews were in balance. Lolo of the Avodah Zarah, Lolo of the Avodah Zarah. On that level of Midas Hadin, it's Elohim opposite Elohim. Let's see. Is your divine force better than their spiritual force? They're not gods. But in order to create this balance of power, also Elohim, God made them, gave them forces. Made the battle. With this name is the source of the work of nature. Hatevan Gematria is the name Elohim. Kimat Hamatzeh Livnei Adam, which causes a person to mistake, Lachshov Shakol Derech Hateva, think everything is natural. Zetchilas Abriyas Va'ulam B'Shem Zeh, that's the beginning of the world, this name. V'achakach Shidav Midas Arachamim, later came the Midas Arachamim, Ha'am Yisrael Am Krova Zer Yaakov, for Am Yisrael, his close nation, the children of Yaakov, Sheishlam Achiza B'Shem Zeh Da'avaya Yudkei Evavkei Shal Midas Arachamim. And that, of course, comes back to Shevet Yehuda, because Yehuda represents the Yudkei Evavkei, which is in his name, which means that Jews ultimately can never be destroyed, can never be lost, because the Shoresh of Anochi, Hashem Elokecha, of God being our God, who has unique relationship with us, even though sometimes it's hidden, beneath the surface, is ultimately present in each and every Jew. So, I don't know if this made things clearer or more complex, but what we see in Reb Tzadok is that Shimshon, had he not lost his restraint, the essence of a Nazir is restraint. And as we know, the entire concept of Nazir is linked to Sota Roa, Sota Bekil Kulo, Kil Kulo Yazir Atzmo Minayayin. Shimshon was brought up with restraint. And he was then sent by God to follow that master plan, which Shimshon perceived with his Ruach HaKodesh, and sent Yashra Yibeinov to go down to the Plishtim and to do whatever he had to do down there, but not that he should make the mistake of thinking, now I can open the gates, now I can actually let myself loose. That was the downfall. ultimately it's recorded down.
One of the other famous things said that it was in Dagesh al Beinam, that he allowed his own...
He allowed his own eyes. There are two eyes here. If we take a look later, it's late, but let's take a look at them, a few more psukim. Shimshon, his father and mother, went down to Timnas. And they came to the vineyards of Timnas. And there was a young lion rushing towards Shimshon. Now it's interesting. The symbolism here is overwhelming. Yehuda, he's being reminded, at this crucial juncture, he's being reminded of the Gur Aryeh Yehuda, of the Yehuda side of his personality. Don't succumb to the Don side. Didn't help. By the way, he's walking by V'titzlach Alav Ruach Hashem, the power of God came down upon him. V'ashaseyu ripped it apart, k'shasagadi, as if one would rip apart a young lamb. U'mumu'ein bi'odo, with his bare hands, he had no weapon. V'lo yigidlo avivimo, as Asher saw, he didn't tell his father and mother that which he did.
Where were they?
So the Malvin says a beautiful pshat. The Malvin says that it was by a kerem, by a vineyard, and we say lech to a nazir, schor schor lekamra al tikrav. A nazir is not even supposed to go near a vineyard. So they went through, because they were nazirim. He had to go around. So when he met the lion, he was by himself, because he went around the kerem. It's a beautiful malvin. So in any event, vayeret vaydaber lisha, now he went, and he spoke, now he went down on dates with her. Didn't just see her. You see the malvin says here, her intelligence, umidosea, and her midos, mamash shirach date. Vadas abosa elav, and whether they would fall in love. This is now vatishar v'enei Shimshon. He wanted to make sure that she actually herself should be the object of love, should be the object of relationship. This is a different Yishara from the one before. There's Shimshon letting loose. Yoshem Yamim Lakachta came back to take her again. Vayosili Rosas Mapelasari, and he went to see the downfall of the lion. He didn't have to go around this time, says the mountain, because there's no vineyard, but he wanted to go around. It was when the grapes weren't growing. But he wanted to go and see what happened with the lion. He came back a year later. In those days, they were engaged for a year. Miyamim is a year. And he came back to see Vinek Adas Devarim Bikviasar Yehud Vash. There was a congregation of bees and honey in the carcass. Vayirdeu kapavi, scooped some up in his hands. Vayelchalov v'chon, was going and eating. Vayelchalavi velimo, and he met his father and mother again. They went straight, and he went around to see with this nace. Vayitelohem, and he gave them vayochelu, and they ate as well. V'lagilam, but he didn't tell them kimig v'yasar yeirodos advash, that he took it from. He took it from the body of a lion. Vayera v'yolisha, his father, it's interesting, again, his father went, the Malvim said, the Mepharshim say the father went because that was the derech, the father went to make the wedding arrangements. But it could be more than that. The father's going, Sheva Don. The mother, she was still uncomfortable with this whole business. Vayera v'yolisha to make the arrangements. In the meantime,
go down the first time for it.
What?
Go down twice.
That was for the actual chasm.
Yeah,
before it was
birthday?
For the shidduch. Tonight, right.
Right. What about the mother then?
She went down also then, right. So she went down. They went down together, but who actually, you know, made the arrangements? The father both times. The first time, and here too, the father was the one who was more involved in the actual thing. The mother went along. What, she's not going to go to the chasm? But...
According to
Kasha Maisa, but you see that the father is more involved. Vayikra, again, I can't explain everything. Vayashram Shimshon Mishta, Shimshon made their party. Now this is a bachelor party, but nobody picks up on Kikei Nasu Bachurim. That's about 7 days before the actual wedding. I'm going to learn like the Malbim here in the chronology. 7 days before the wedding, they made bachelor parties. Obviously, you can imagine what the plishtim did at the bachelor parties. Because they don't have anything to say about it.
What? There's all the simliyut of that.
There is. No, I will get to it later on. Shimshon himself gets to it later on. That's interesting. What does Shimshon make for that? Mishta. Right?
Yeah,
so Nazir. Shimshon shouldn't be making a Mishta. We see here Shimshon slipping.
So then all the Nazirut basically had no...
He didn't drink. No.
But it had no effect on him.
It did. We don't know his youth. You're right. No, we don't know exactly. Obviously his youth was very pure, but now he's already slipping. Yeah, that's what happened.
What a slippery slope. It's a Yerida.
Right. It was supposed to be L'Shem Aliyah, but it wasn't. Vayikir Osam went also. Now the Plishtim, they sized, it's interesting, L'Shem, they sized them up. They said, oh, this guy, we like him. We want to get a hold of him. So what do? Vayikush L'Shem Mereim, they took 30 people to befriend him. Mereim means people to create a re'ut, to create a friendship. Vayiu ito, and they went and they had a good time with him for those 7 days.
Want to say something about
Shloshim? I've said enough about Shloshim in the past. Vayomalem Shimshon. Shimshon said to them, you know, he got into it, he liked them, obviously. He said, Achunan alachem chid, I'll ask you a riddle. Imagei tagidu osali, if you tell me it, Shiva simei mishta. Now the Bible says, during the 7 days of Sheva Brachas, in other words, he gave them 14 days, the 7 days of the bachelor parties, and the 7 days of Sheva Brachas. And you find it, the mom says, you can go and look for this riddle. Go out in the fields and look for it. If you find it, I'll give you 30 sheets for each one of you, one for each one of you, and 30 suits. If you can't tell me, that each one of you should give me a suit. Obviously, Shimshon's going to be out a lot more than they are, because he's going to have to give all 30. But all right, obviously he was feeling good and friendly with them. Vayomulon, they said, Chuda chidascha, ask us your riddle, Vinishmana will listen to it. Vayomulon, he said, now here you see the symbolism of the dvash. But Shimshon himself didn't understand it. Be'ochel, from the eater, yotza machal, came out food. Eater is the lion. From him came the food. Ume'az, from the bitter, from the bitter, Yotza Masok came, for the year means the strong one, but the strong one, came out the sweet. They couldn't say it for 3 days. They couldn't figure it out. Since the Shimshon himself is expressing the Mi Tein Tohar Mi Tameh, that the purpose is to bring, even when you're in the depths of Tuma, to try and use your situation to bring yourself up to Tara. But it was lost on him. The symbolism was there, and he understood it. In a symbolic way, to tell over a chidah, to tell over a riddle, but not that he should act the way himself. Vayiba Yom HaShvi'i came to pass on the seventh day. So the Malvi says, after 3 days, they already were in despair. They couldn't figure out. Vayiba Yom HaShvi'i, but for 4 days they waited until the chasna. On the seventh day, the 7th day of the bachelor party, it was the day of the chasna itself. Vayom HaLeish of Shimshon, they said to the wife of Shimshon, seduce your husband. And he should tell us the riddle. It's interesting, Patias Yusheikh. It's almost as if Shimshon still realizes he's not supposed to have any relations with her. So seduce him. And he should tell us the riddle. Penisra Vasakas, otherwise they're gonna burn you, that's based on Vich, and the house of your father Baish in fire. Al Yoshenu Krasem Lanu. Did you bring us to this chasna to make us poor? Hello or not? In other words, we see that this chasna is going to cause us great poverty. We're getting upset here. It's interesting though, the Malbim points out, he says, they didn't want her to tell them the riddle, tell them the answer. They just wanted Shimshon to tell them the answer. In other words, they want her to get the bet canceled,
call off the bet.
She went one better. Atev Geisha Shimshon Olav. Shimshon's wife cried to him. Vatoman, she said, Raksne Sonny Veloa Avtoni. Which she was not supposed to do. He wasn't supposed to love her. That wasn't the plot of Hashem. Chidor Chadeto Livneami. You told the riddle to the people of my nation. They were still their nation. That's like the Reb Tzadok, it sounds like. She didn't convert. Veliloi Gartor, you're not telling me. And Taki he wasn't supposed to tell her. He shouldn't. Vayomerle said, Inelo Avili Mi Lo Igarati Veloch Agid. I didn't tell it to my father and mother. I'm going to tell it to you. And there's a deeper message here. The entire purpose of one of the reasons of a Nazir is to keep secrets. Right? Nichnas Yain Yatsasod. Shimshon's supposed to be able to keep secrets. That's what no Yain should keep secrets. He He should be an inner directed person, not an outer directed. He shouldn't lose his restraint. But she was plying him. She was trying to get him. And he said, but I keep secrets. I don't even tell my father and mother. Surely I can't tell you. You're not even Jewish. But it didn't work. He didn't want to learn. Didn't want to do that. But she cried against him for 7 days. The 7 days of the Sheva Brachos. No, this started the Chasna. This started the Chasna. Now in the next 7 days.
Immediately after
the Chasna they got her. It came to pass on the seventh day. He finally told her. He figured she wouldn't have enough time to reveal to them. Why did he tell them? Because she wouldn't have relations with him. She wouldn't have relations. No, Kiyatzikasu means he already now had this desire, this taiva, to actually have relations with her, and she wouldn't do it. So he was lost all restraint. He told her, "Vatagid achidol ivnei amah." She told the riddle to the people of her nation. We will have to stop here for tonight.